welcome once again to Vodka and Juice Boxes. The play date, where the only thing these girls are spilling is their secrets. Sit back, grab a cocktail, join the party, and enjoy today's confession session with our young moms, Amanda and Juliet. Hey, girls.
Hey, Paul.
Hi.
Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. You and your voice are amazing. Welcome again, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry we're late. You know, we just, you know, want to keep you guys excited and on the edge of your seat.
Or I'm always late.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, like, give Amanda some, yeah, credit. So there she goes. So anyways, Jessica will be joining us momentarily. So in the meantime, before we even get started on today's show, which is mom guilt or parent guilt, wife guilt, any type of guilt that you just have in your current situation.
Is there grandpa guilt? I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think just guilt in general.
Just guilt in general when it comes to,
like, children.
Children, taking care of your family. Are you doing everything right? Probably doing it all wrong, according to whoever. So, but before we get into that, Amanda's making us some amazing cocktails. I don't even know what's in this. What is this?
Okay, so I have a grapefruit tree. And it's a ruby grapefruit.
She doesn't water it or anything.
No, it just grows. Oh, it does. It's true. And I don't even use. I only use them for cocktails.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's delicious. So yeah, I'm trying not to do too much sugar with the booze thing. And in case anyone's wondering, it's been a month of no sugar, and I'm still not losing.
She's
any weight.
Really angry, actually, without sugar. Fucking I don't know if
furious.
I want to hang out with her anymore.
Well, either way, I did grapefruit juice. I put a tiny bit of sugar in it. So
had to, because grapefruit is, like, crazy,
I mean,
isn't
it's not
it?
Good by itself or anything. Yeah, so that's what we're drinking today.
Grapefruit, straight grapefruit with a little bit of sugar and Tito's vodka.
I sugared the rim just to church it up. Jessica's going to be late today because her kid got into nail polish.
She's
and
gonna
she had a
story.
Meltdown.
It
she sent us a bunch of pictures, and I'm going to post them on her page. There's nail polish all over his body and all over their hardwood floor. So she's super bummed.
But still looks beautiful, as always.
And she'll
but
walk
no
in
guilt.
Here.
No guilt for it.
Now, oh, we'll
on.
See. I don't know.
Oh, I would have no guilt in yelling with my kid.
He looked like he was having a lot of fun.
He's
with
so
that hot
cute.
Pink. I mean, he was like, Mom, look, I'm beautiful. Just like you.
The funniest thing, you did show me the picture. Here he is covered head to toe in hot pink nail polish. It's all
he's
over the floor.
Smiling.
And he's got a giant smile on his face.
He's
like,
a really
isn't this the
baby.
Coolest thing?
That just makes you stop as a parent. It's like, all of a sudden, oh my gosh.
Not me.
Well,
I would feel
come
bad.
On.
Come on. I don't feel bad. I think he's dreamy because he's the sweetest baby, but
he
if it was
is.
Mine, you're dead to me.
Oh, my gosh. You're horrible.
No, I can't help it. That's my real reaction. I'd be like,
but
nope.
I would, like, literally take a second and be like, holy,
you'd,
okay.
You'd think that.
Yeah, and
but
then
who knows?
Yeah, who
knows?
I guess you have to be in the situation, especially running out the door because you are going to a radio show with your girlfriends and everything just piles up. I can definitely imagine being stressed out and be like,
but
you just
nail polish remover.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it is.
There's worse things.
Can I tell you one quick funny story? When I was a little kid,
maybe.
My mother, yeah, I used to do stuff like that, and so finally she
tried to cover herself in nail polish.
Oh, or just make a giant mess, spill paint, and then say how cute I was. And then so one day I was pouring milk into my cereal, and I thought I was being funny, and I was like, I'm not going to keep pouring. I'm going to keep filling it up. And I'm going to pour it all over the floor. And my mother said, go ahead.
Aw, that's
ahead.
A great
I love
and
that.
I did. I poured it all over the floor. And I kept waiting for her to react. Finally, and that was the last time I ever did that. When she stopped reacting, I stopped doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Nana, mom is the same way. Like, I don't know if she was that way with us, but definitely
oh,
with
my
the
God.
Grandkids.
Do you remember when mom was hosing the flour? Okay. So we were in the living room eating cereal, watching a movie because we never had cable. And mom was watering the plants outside. And then all of a sudden she looks at us and she started hosing us down in the
that's
living room.
I do remember that.
Oh, my God.
That is
crazy
so funny.
Yeah, she started hosing. She was laughing hysterically.
Through
and we were
screen.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's amazing. Cheers to mom. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and do a quick cheers to all of you if you're able to sneak any booze at work or at home or whatever you got to do.
It all depends what your job is, but I'll find a way.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda, why don't you go ahead and kickstart this and tell me what mom guilt even means to you.
Well, I had a really hard time going from 1 to 2.
Why?
And I know our brother is listening right now, our brother and sister-in-law, and I remember crying to
she's
him.
She's going to be hard on you today. I can tell you.
Oh, I don't mind
at all.
Like,
why?
I'm gonna bring it. No, I remember crying to him and Dusty. Actually, I was just like, "This is just overwhelming." Bowie's a really good communicator, and so she was straight up telling me, "I miss the days, the olden days." Mm-hmm. She said, "When we would used to make me Fords, I miss the olden days when you weren't mad at me all the time."
What 4-year-old says the olden days?
Oh, she's very dramatic, very
dramatic.
Honestly, I think your friend Carissa recommended getting her into the theater,
right?
And I do not want to
because I will take her every day. You think it might enhance?
It doesn't. I think it'll make her way more dramatic. But whoever,
my life.
I want her to find something that she likes. But I have a hard time with things that I don't connect with.
Right. That's like me and my kids better not play soccer or baseball or any sort of sports.
Oh, because for me, that's exciting.
No, I'll bring juice boxes, maybe. I don't want to join that.
Yeah. Mom got her feelings hurt when I did soccer, and she was team mom. It was her turn. And she wanted to make, like, scrunchies. And then she wanted to, you know, and I was like, don't do that. And she found it offensive. And I was like, it's just
You know, we're right next to South Coast Repertoire, and they have a whole great kids program.
I know. I already bought tickets for Bowie's birthday. Don't tell her. She can't be listening. Shush. Yeah.
She doesn't listen to my friend. Are you kidding me?
She'd be like,
I think they do acting classes and exercises for kids, too, as well. Not just kids' program. They have
that's good to hear, because the other one that my friend told me about was in San Clemente. Anyway.
So, mom guilt. So why are you...
My guilt comes from the fact that Bowie is my first. So I used every opportunity... and I tried to turn it into a learning opportunity. So every single time she would throw a fit or throw food on the ground or, you know, when she was little, or she would go into a drawer and take some, I don't know, anything, I'd be like, I just kind of looked at it as you are a brand new human being and it's my job to teach you.
To mold you.
Like, what's okay and what's not, you know? Like you're not supposed to do this. Right. And one of my other things is, when I say it, I mean it. Like, right. I say no one time.
Right.
And that's, I don't bark right away. I bark a lot at Bowie because nowadays, I think since the baby was here, she has a hard time. No, it's not even a hard time. She just doesn't listen right away. I have to say things at least 3 times. Mm-hmm. So now my new thing is, like, look at me. Stop what you're doing and look at me. Like, I said no.
Right.
You know, but prior to that, you were in trouble if you didn't listen to me for the first time.
Do you feel like that you, instead of letting her be a kid to an extent, that you almost, because she was so advanced, I think, in her understanding and her language, that you treated her more like, I don't want to say an adult, but that's why you put
I always talk to her like an adult, but we did kid shit all the time.
Oh,
like,
of course.
We did everything.
That's not what I mean. Yeah.
Everything that I let her do. I'm a big fan of, like, sensory play. So, like, I let her make a mess.
Of course.
Outside, that's my thing. Not inside the house. I don't like that. It gives me anxiety. But everyone's like, hey, can I come over and bring the kids? I'm like,
outside.
What are our options? are they down with peeing in the grass? Because I don't want them in my house.
Don't touch anything.
So, actually, Bowie asks me if she can go outside to pee, and I'm like, no, you wild animal, get to the fucking bathroom.
She's my last
Your daughter
girl,
asked to go outside and pee like
an animal.
Well,
because
why do guys get to go outside and piss all the time?
Well, because we would spend a lot of time outside. Built her playhouse, and there's stuff to do.
And go to the bathroom? God, it's so inconvenient.
Yeah, well, I got like 17 bladder infections from not wanting to go to the bathroom when I was a kid. Remember? And the doctor straight up told her, this is a sign of child abuse. If you bring her in here again, then we're going to have to, investigate. Yeah. I had bladder infection after bladder infection, and mom lost her fucking mind on me, and she was like, go to the bathroom. I didn't want to go to the bathroom because I was busy. I was playing.
Oh, my God. Amanda, this is so off topic, but is that what's happening with freaking Ezekiel holding his... I'm trying to potty train and holding his piss for 12 hours?
Because he wants to play, maybe?
He wants to play and doesn't want to sit on the toilet.
Maybe.
Okay, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
Anyways, but okay.
Yeah, but mom... Yeah. Like time after time after time. And then they were like, this is not okay. And mom, like, fucking lost her mind.
So do you feel like you're just being too hard on Bowie? Or what's the problem? Like, what's going on?
I think now that I have another kid, I feel like I've said this a bunch of times, but I tried so hard for the baby.
Right.
And so now that I have the baby, like, time has stopped.
Oh, my God. I feel the same. I feel like time has sped up, but keep going.
So I feel like time has stopped, and like nothing bothers me that bothered me the first round.
Oh.
And like with Bowie, I needed the help. Like mom was there with both babies. She was there for almost 2 weeks. Yeah. But like in-house.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know?
I like how she said that. Yeah, mom was there. I was there. Yeah, yeah, you were there.
I remember
so
actually.
So was the postman.
Oh, really? Gosh. Oh, my God. Bowie loves the postman. He yells at me because I don't get my mail. He like takes it out of the mailbox and physically hands it to me. And he goes, I like the mailbox open, okay? I can't fit any more mail. And then Heather was with me when I was
there. Now we got mailman guilt. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, I have to like apologize profusely. I just don't want that fucking mail.
Give
it's
him a
like a lot of nonsense.
It'll be fine.
One time it was raining and I gave him a little heat pack that you crack open.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, he said thank you. Anyway, so things don't bother me with the second one. I have a lot of guilt there. I have a lot of guilt with that. Like with the baby, mom helped me a lot. Bowie was just a completely different baby,
yeah.
But I also don't know if it's because I was a new mom. Bowie would go from a one to a fucking million,
yes.
And there was no in between. I was always on eggshells. I was always trying to. I'm like sweating right now, like thinking about those fucking memories.
Sting.
They're stinging. I'm sweating.
My butt crack gets sweaty sometimes.
All the time.
What?
Yeah. Well, I got boob sweat too. So, oh my god. So. I don't know. I just needed the help. Mom helped me all the time, and I needed the help. Mom took Bowie overnight, like, starting at 2 months.
Oh, I think it was even earlier than that.
2 months, I know for a fact. Okay. But with this one, I haven't asked anyone to take her overnight because I don't feel like I need the help.
Right.
She's an easier baby.
But come on, Amanda, you've done this before. You had a harder one in the...
So that's my guilt. I go back and forth between, is it just the kid...
Right.
Or is it the fact that I was a first-time mom?
Right.
But both those combined, I'm a completely different mother than I was the first time, and I have a lot of guilt with that.
Right.
But what do you feel guilty about?
I feel guilty because I have this baby bliss that I didn't have with Bowie.
Right.
And I'm always hard on Bowie since the day she came out of me.
Yeah.
Still. Like, still, even with this guilt, when, like, she has a normal day,
right? Mm-hmm.
Even now that I'm aware that guilt might be there, even when she has a normal day, like, a normal four-year-old's day where she's just not feeling it and she's, like, upset.
Right.
I still have a hard time letting that go. Like, I have a hard time...
Cutting her some slack? Maybe?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because it's like, at this point, I know I may have been a little too hard on you, but... You fucking know better.
Yeah,
you're four.
I can see that.
This
I
has
see
been
that.
The drill since you were born. You know better. So I have a hard time cutting her slack. Even if I feel guilty that I feel like I need to get off her back. So the way that I have to like make up for it is I have to do more dates.
Right.
She's very vocal about like
spending more individual time with you.
More one-on-one time. Okay. So like if but this is the thing I was telling my sister is that I feel like my strong suit is babies.
Right.
And I feel like
the baby whisperer.
And I feel like kids. You know, like Bowie's age and higher is more Brian's.
That's my favorite.
I don't know what to do with it. And so I want to be with the baby. I love Bowie. I love how easy she is. I love how, I mean, I don't have to fucking like tell anyone how much I love her. She's my kid and
of
I would
course,
die.
Of course.
But, you know, I would die if I didn't have her, you know, all the above. But
let me ask you this. Are you going to be... Okay, you say that you're hard on Bowie.
Yes, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't think I'm going to do anything different with Waylon because of my temperament.
Okay.
Honestly, I can't handle things.
So where's that guilt then? If you're like, if I'm going to continue
because
it,
my 4-year-old is a perfect communicator and she tells me exactly
and
how
that's
she
hard
feels.
When you hear that.
So yeah, so when we have hard mornings, you know, like she throws a fit about everything. She throws a fit about her outfit and her hair. She doesn't want her hair done. She doesn't want like the glasses I chose because I tried to choose the glasses and match her stupid outfit. And then she gets mad about the shorts. She thinks princesses don't wear shorts under their dresses. And I'm like... I literally hold my breath. I just hold my breath and I like do it as fast as I can. I just get it over with and then I put her in a room, let her cry.
But you know what's crazy is at least you have someone who's communicating with you. So then I have Ezekiel.
Your turn. Go.
Who doesn't communicate with me. And I'm sitting here like, what do you want? What do you need? One moment he's totally like coherent and he's like, this is what I want and this is what I need. And everything's totally fine. And then the next minute he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I get so frustrated, and he'll get spankings, he'll get swats, and he looks at me and he laughs, and I'm like,
nothing
are you
works.
Freaking kidding me? And I'm just
same
like...
Same with me, though. Nothing works, I feel like.
Ooh! And so I just, like, the consistent moment, like, but I spank him, and then I start feeling guilty because I'm just like, don't you get it? Like, you're not supposed to sit on your freaking brother's head, and he gets a swat for it, mm-hmm. and then he's on timeout, and then he's like, I don't even know. Like, it's just, how do you deal with someone who's not communicating, but then you're trying to teach him these things, and then I have this, like, guilt that maybe I'm not spending enough time with him. I send him off to preschool.
Because you work from home.
I work from home, so I send him off to preschool, and he's being taken care of by other people. He goes to speech therapy, goes to food therapy. Malachi's being taken care of this amazing magic fawn all day long, so then I can work. So now
it's a neighbor, like, upstairs that takes the baby.
Yes, and she's incredible, but now I feel like I treat my clients more better than I treat my kids, and so I have
maybe
this,
you
like,
feel like you're
guilt.
Better at that than you are
being a parent.
Yeah,
well, and I do.
Maybe.
Can
and,
I ask you two questions?
Yes.
You brought up two hot buttons that, if I'm an audience, I'm going, what?
Go ahead.
Food therapy? What's food therapy?
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. My child, Ezekiel, does not really eat anything. There's like four menu items he eats. Scrambled eggs, a banana, protein pancakes, and applesauce. Maybe a peanut butter and jelly or peanut butter sandwich.
He loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Amazing, with Doritos and a Pepsi. But,
ew. What? Whoa, I actually pictured the Doritos in the sandwich. Keep going.
No.
I'm all gross.
So, but anyways, so I have this guilt of, am I working too hard and letting other people raise my kids? So for the first time in my life, I actually want to be a mom. Like, I never really wanted to be a mom. I'm putting it out there that it's so horrible to even say.
Because I don't think it's horrible at all. I tell our brother this all the time because my brother and his wife are going back and forth whether or not they want to have kids. I said, I feel like you have to want them because they're fucking hard.
It's really hard. And if I didn't have a partner,
yes, you have to want them. Yes,
I think so. But
if Aaron was on the same page with me and understood where I was at,
God,
he's the most incredible support system in the world.
If I had a husband that made me feel shittier than I already did,
gosh,
just because I'm not his mom, then I would.
Yeah,
I would literally give up.
Yeah. So this is a new thing for me. For the first time in my life, in 3.5 years, I have two kids now that I actually am like, oh my God. After having a second kid, I want to be a mom for the first time
in my
life.
Don't give up, by the way. If you don't have that support, don't give up.
No, yeah, don't give up. Please don't. They're pretty incredible.
Okay, keep on.
So I want to be a mom for the first time. So I go to the most incredible preschool ever. Not me. Ezekiel does. The Gratitude Garden. And he's been there for 1.5 years. And I'm pulling him out. I want to hang out with my kids. I actually want to be a mom. I'm downsizing some of my clients so I can just maintain. And
because of that guilt that you
because
weren't.
Of the guilt. I feel like I wasn't present for Ezekiel. The moment he turned 2, I shipped him off to preschool because he needed to interact with someone else besides me being on the computer. Malachi, for the first year, has been upstairs with the most incredible woman ever, but I'm missing it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Like, I want to play in the mud. I want to be there for the aha moments. Like, I want to be the one teaching him instead of all these other random therapists and teachers. I can make a difference. And this is the first time I've ever felt this way.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. I'm also freaking nervous because I'm like, am I doing him a disservice by taking him out of the most amazing preschool?
Like, you never know until you try it.
Right.
I feel like with Bowie, I've tried so many different approaches with, like, her meltdowns. And I remember I asked mom a lot for help. Like, I ask her, like, what should I do? What should I do?
I'd be lost with mom without mom or you. I don't know where I'd be as a parent.
Thank you.
Well, you're amazing.
But mom's super respectful. With Bowie, she gives me advice, but for the most part, mom will tell me with other decisions, you know, this is what I did. You can try it. Also, mm-hmm. ask your pediatrician because that was a long time ago for me.
That's true.
But I remember being frustrated that there wasn't an immediate
solution.
There's not an immediate proof that what I'm doing is working.
Right.
And so the biggest thing,
it's
a gamble.
Right?
It's exhausting because you have this battle with yourself. And yeah, you don't know if you're right, and you will not know for at least 1 or 2 years.
Oh my God.
Because it takes that long.
Yeah, I'm pulling him out of the STEM-based amazing preschool. I mean, his friends and this and that. I don't even think he has.
But if I've learned anything, though, so far, honestly, it's that pick one thing and stick to it.
Right.
Consistency.
Yes.
And I've only been a mom for like a hot minute, so I'm not claiming to know anything except for what has worked for me.
Right.
But find one thing.
Right.
And stick to it. Just stick to it and try it. Like,
and
try it for
add,
like at least, Well, I don't know. Yeah. 7+ months?
Dude, I'm going to even tell you, just in the last week, the moment that I decided to pull him out and I downsized on certain clients and I've been more present, like the stress like lifted off of my shoulders and I've been present with Ezekiel and Malachi, I have not gotten so many cuddles from them. And Ezekiel's talking to me more. Like,
oh.
He wants to be like last night, Aaron was out with doing some work stuff and he was like, Oh no, Dada is gone. And we had a conversation. Well, where's Daddy? He's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, what? It was incredible. He's never talked to me like this before because I actually stopped
right
and took the time to be there with Ezekiel when normally I'm on the computer or, you know, answering emails.
So maybe it's just being present. No matter, yeah, maybe 100%. It's not the amount of time, but it's the quality of time.
So maybe he's just acting out for attention then.
Yeah.
Like the same old, like as every other kid.
Right. But Paul, like what you said with quality of time, I couldn't have quality of time because my brain was shifted in work mode.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like type A. I'm like, I got deadlines. Yeah, I got this. I have
gushes.
That's another show.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show. But when the moment I let it go and I set standards for clients versus family and this and that, in a week, I have seen a complete difference in both of my children.
That's cool.
Very
that's really cool.
All right, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and let's hope that we get stormed by the most beautiful goddess pretty soon when she comes in.
Yeah,
she's
supposed to be here.
Yeah, pretty soon.
She sent me a text. She said, I redid a little mascara and I'm on my way.
All right, perfect. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, our commercials failed there, but let's come back and bring it back with the girls here.
I know, right?
They're having wild anxieties here of should I or shouldn't I?
Should I or shouldn't I?
Oh, that never goes away.
Can I ask why? I heard one other thing that I love to hear you comment on.
Butt sweat?
Community.
No,
butt sweat. No, no. We had somebody here the other day, and they were talking, and this was, I thought, a fascinating study. They looked at however you measure happiness. Maybe it's just with your people. And they measured a group of women in sub-Sahara Africa, poor, famine. And then they measured women in some trendy area like Newport Beach. And the women in Newport Beach had more depression and unhappiness
than
the women
I can see that. Not
because they're comparing themselves to everybody else. Yes. That's why.
That whole coveting thing.
And their theory was also community. When you're very poor, you're forced to rely on others.
Yeah.
When you move up, you stop. You're farming it out.
Yes, because you're putting on a face. Because you're putting on a false representation that you have it all.
Right.
And nobody fucking has it all. I mean, maybe, but I guarantee you that person that really does have it all doesn't fucking talk about it because they don't have to.
I can see that. Definitely.
So we had somebody come back from it. We do a show on charity in this company called Wells of Life. They drill these wells in Eastern Africa to help people. Women are walking 20 miles just to get to a well.
Does that make me feel bad or just my stupid guilt?
Oh, my God. Well, anyway.
And
the guy went over there and came back. He said, you can't believe how happy these people – in the midst of what seems like a horrible life to us, they are basically – I don't want to oversimplify this, but he said the people he saw – And the guy explained it that was there. He said, well, because they've learned to live with each other. They have a community. So, yes, life is very hard.
I mean, that is a really good point. Like, if I don't
know. That's why I started this.
Yeah.
Because parenthood would be very lonely without that sounding board. My husband does not judge me at all. Like,
at all.
I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Aaron's the biggest support system.
Even
I have.
Sometimes he'll look at me and raise his eyebrows and be like, well, goddamn.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and then we'll laugh together or whatever. But then I have my mom, I have my sister, and I have girlfriends.
I would not have had kids if it wasn't for Scott and Carissa and their family lifestyle and my sister and Brian. Like, if they can do it and still maintain this just amazing, happy lifestyle, even as stressful as it is.
I think you just have to make it your own. Like, Josh, my brother worries about a lot.
And not be afraid to ask for help.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Amanda, you've taught me that 100%. Like, there's so many times, even Amanda, so Amanda's in the midst, I'm going to give it away a little bit, of writing a book, right, in essence of our show. And she wrote her beginning piece, and I got to read it, and she talked about an instance where I came over to her house completely frazzled, and just me being a type A personality, didn't know what to do, and she was the only person that could freaking calm me down, make me just stop and just check myself and be like, dude, I'm here, it's cool, you're not by yourself. And that was like the best thing I've ever heard. I'm like, I'm not by myself.
And so do you think your friend Jessica's talked about the feeling of that you're alone?
Yeah. Being alone is probably the worst feeling. That's why Amanda was saying, that's why I started this
is because I rant to my husband all the time. And he said, he listens to a lot of podcasts and he said, you should start a podcast. Because I was talking about how lonely parenthood would be without that one person that you could just be honest with. Just one.
Right.
You know? And because you then you just have all your guilt and your worries and your struggles inside. And
but don't you, Frank, you've talked before about how you go to the beach and everybody's trying to outdo I'm the perfect mom.
Yes.
I've got the perfect bag and I've got the perfect behaving child.
I'll always have the perfect.
I will. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I pack for all kids, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's the thing. Amanda and I's mentality is so different where we're just like, you know, because we have these mom guilts and we know how hard it is to be on your own. Uh-huh. We pack for other families.
We pack for convenience. For we want to make everyone's lives easier.
Easier.
So you know, like, there might be vodka in my beach bag because if you're having a bad day.
And guess what? I don't just have two glasses. I always make sure I have four.
I got six, sucka.
I don't care if you're a stranger. You look like you're having a tough day. You know, and so we take our own personal experience and make them that. Amanda, I wanted to touch base on a little bit more guilt with what I'm having with Ezekiel. Let me ask you about Ezekiel. So I'm like, okay, now I'm going to be like this homeschool mom, right? And I'm just like, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, right? Okay, yeah. Am I trying to overdo it by being like, okay, there's ninja gymnastics and there's this and there's that. And then, should I just...
Try it. Yeah, because if that sounds fun to you, then do it.
Okay.
But if it's hard for you, don't feel bad.
Okay, I like that because if I want to do it, because I'm actually interested, there's like this mommy and me like flubber class. I don't know.
I'll be the first person to say that 85%, maybe 9%, maybe higher,
okay,
of the shit that I do as a parent is for me.
Perfect. When I buy Ezekiel toys, this is my toys.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So I just want to make sure that I'm not overdoing it because I'm trying to overcompensate, trying to replace the gratitude garden because I want to be there for those aha moments. So should I just be there and just be like, let's just go to the beach and play in the fucking sand?
I say do exactly. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, do exactly what it is you want and what you're capable of. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't feel good and he's not responding to those things that sound good to you, then you can start trickling back.
But in the end, also do what makes me happy, right?
Honestly, that's my parenting style.
Okay.
My parenting style, like 100% shamelessly, is I do what works best for me and Brian.
Right.
Because I
don't like parks, so I'm not going to take him to a park.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
I'm going to take him to a pumpkin patch and we'll play with pumpkins all day.
That's what I'm saying. So if that's what makes you light up,
right,
then you're already being a good parent.
And then we'll be more excited. You know what I mean? And they'll be more excited.
Exactly. I think the more that we push ourselves to do shit outside of our realm, then the less present we are.
Right.
Because I'm going to be more present and alive when I'm doing things that I'm interested in. And listen, if what we're interested in, we keep pushing on our kids and they're sending out a clear message that they're not into it, then we have to try things outside our box. We have to. There's no choice. However, if they're not giving you either signal yet, then make it completely your own.
Okay.
That's the best part about being a parent that I've learned so far in the past
they're
4.5
like a
years.
They're blank canvas. They're waiting for us
they
to
don't
take
know.
The lead.
I don't fucking know anything, and neither do they. Yeah. But they don't have to know we don't know anything.
So what are you going
to
do with Bowie then? So you have this mom guilt, not with Waylon, because she's still a perfect baby.
Well, mom made me feel a lot better because I asked mom and then my girlfriend Jasmine. I know Jasmine's listening.
Cheers real quick.
Yeah, cheers.
Thanks.
Here. Yeah, I was talking to Jasmine about it. She's
That's
got... Oh,
bad etiquette.
So sorry.
While you're slurping, Duncan, can I make an observation?
I totally heard the slurp on the microphone.
That wasn't a drink.
That was horrible. I know. God, Paul, way to call us out, you jerk.
Wow.
Okay, ask me your question. Ready? Go. You have 2 seconds.
This is about the third or fourth time in this show that you both used the word "be present." What's keeping you from being present? The life
Stress,
is happening right
man.
Now.
It's not that easy. Tell me you're present all the time. You told me you get frantic.
Right. Paul, it's honestly, it's my personality, type A personality.
It's my personality, 100%.
I'll give you one other thought.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Every time I go someplace with people your age, including my daughter, You're all on 12 devices at once. You're at the concert. Instead of watching the concert, you're filming it or filming selfies.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
I think there's so much distraction that we lose sight of what's happening right in front of you.
So I read an article about, this is really gross, but like people like kind of casing almost, like opportunities to take children at IKEA.
Oh my God,
in Costa Mesa.
Yes. Please,
and
no,
so anyways, in
so
the article,
checking out that they're coming up.
Yeah, dude. And this is the worst part. They said that the people that they target the most are the distracted mothers with more than one kid.
On their phones, with the baby, with the baby, and then the toddlers,
because they can go after one.
Yep,
and with a team of two, at least two. One can go after the kid, and then the mom's going to chase after the kid and leave the baby alone.
And this,
like,
was
what am I going to do?
Freaking Costa Mesa.
Yeah. Since I've read that, I've been a little bit better. But it's also something
length,
to remind
people.
Yourself. And
arm's length.
I keep motherfucking pepper spray in my my stroller, because what
I
else would I do?
Carry a knife. I don't care what you say. All of you.
It's a crime of passion.
So we're living in a society, because this isn't, I assume you're not living in a really unsafe area statistically. Maybe you are, but I see so much fear that I didn't see when I was a kid.
Because it's a different world.
It's a very different world from when we were, even just our generation. It wasn't even that long ago. It's our generation. So, yeah, that's absolutely horrific. So being present, that's where my guilt comes from. I have not been present for 3.5 years.
Oh, I can tell when I'm on my phone. Your kid doesn't know any different.
Wait, yeah. The door is opening here.
Oh,
something's
happening.
Oh, my gosh.
Happened. She's here. Jessica's here, everybody. Yay. Can I get an
so
applause?
Happy to see you.
Can we get an applause?
Why does Jessica have nail polish all over her?
Hey, Paul, give it.
I don't. Because
Paul, I want an applause, and then I also
want
that door closed. Here we go.
Sorry.
Jessica's here, and there she is. Everybody cheers. There we go. She made it.
I was just about to stir that. It might be a little watery, but maybe you need water.
I do need water. I need everything.
Okay, get it all. Get
so
it
we
all
don't want
in.
You to feel guilty that you're 25 minutes late. There's no guilt to that.
No guilt at this.
And there was traffic, so.
Oh,
you're fine.
Everybody
she
says
is,
that.
She is not late.
We have 20 minutes. That's
you know,
gosh.
Every guest that comes in late tells us it's traffic in here. That's like the comment, and we all accept it.
Oh,
LA,
I'm late
traffic.
Because I'm always fucking late.
Dan's always late. I'm always way early, and this is our life, so.
So we're
Ooh,
talking
we
guilt.
Have a side braid.
We're talking guilt.
Oh, we're best friends.
That is the last minute.
I was like, today I freaking gave up. I'm all, this hair, listen.
I can't do that. My head is too small.
She has a small head.
No.
I would have to tease the shit out of it.
I would love to see that, like, tight
like
Asian
a plucked chicken.
Bun. Oh, my God.
Did I go
amazing.
Too low in my seat?
No, you're a mate. Here.
Oh, look at you are looking sassy.
All right, while we're getting her tuned in here, can we bring you up to speed real quickly?
Okay.
We're talking about being present. Can you suddenly now be present in this conversation? They're saying how difficult it is a business. I got this. I got a smartphone. I got a kid over here. I got
you
some
what?
Fear. I got this. I'm not watching what's happening with my kid. I'm not present.
Right. Well, you know what? Before we even get there, I just want to
I'm always
hear.
Watching.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I'm not wrapped up in my phone.
I am on my phone way more than I want to be, but I'm not being present because my phone comes first or anything like that, because I have a lot of guilt with the phone, period, so I'm aware.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm always giving Greg a hard time. I'm I could shove that phone so far up your, if you don't put it down.
Yeah.
He doesn't even acknowledge that things are going on sometimes, and I'm
I think it's
exactly.
A parent mechanism is mm-hmm. where you tune it. I have it, too. I tune out crying when it's other kids.
Okay, what? Mom guilt?
Mom guilt.
Yeah,
okay,
give
so
it to
Amanda
me.
Amanda and I have been talking all about mom guilt. Mine's like working too much and not being there and having other kids. Having
Mine
other
is when
people.
You don't talk into the microphone. I feel very
God,
guilty.
I
but
hate
I
it when you tell me about
that.
I'm fine. So we just, Jessica, you got 4 kids. Do you even have any guilt? What's the deal?
Yeah, all the time. My biggest thing is yelling. I am a yeller.
Oh, I'm such a yeller.
I am a, can you pick that up? Can you pick that up? Can you pick that up? I'm going to count to 5. I'm going to spank your butt. Can you pick that up? Pick up the fucking toy! And then everyone's looking at me,
Same.
And I'm sweating.
Same.
And then once I say it, it just starts flowing. And like they're just coming at the kids. And they're all looking at me. And I'm just, now I feel guilty for yelling. So I'm just going to go with it. And I'm just going to keep yelling.
You're just going to continue going.
So it's like a cheat day. The next thing you know, you have 2 pizzas and a carton of ice cream.
Yeah, and you know, and then you do the abusive boyfriend thing. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, me too!
You're the one who told
yeah.
me. if you would have just listened to the first time, I don't understand why you make me act this crazy.
Oh my god, I've done this.
I do that.
I
was telling, I don't remember what friend it was, but I was saying being a parent is kind of like being a psychotic boyfriend because you yell and you spank and then you're like, now come here, let me hold you and let's talk about what you can do. Let's talk about what you can do to make sure that this doesn't happen to you next time.
Oh my god.
So I have a theory.
Tell us.
That we have too much pressure. Like social media, Pinterest, moms at school,
second-guessing yourself.
You're looking on the internet. Everyone's perfect. Your life sucks. Your husband sucks. Your kids suck. Everything sucks. Yeah. Because you're comparing everything, and you have so much pressure to do good. That
I'm
going to
blame it
you,
on Instagram and all those amazing farmhouse pages we follow and the homeschool moms that are amazing.
Well, I'll give her the study that I mentioned earlier. We had somebody come in and do a study, talked about a study where they checked women in sub-Saharan Africa, a very poor, struggling existence. You wouldn't think they would say they feel happy. And yet, they measured it against women in Newport Beach that had higher rates of depression, higher rates of opioid addiction and other sorts of things, who should be happier. Why aren't they happier? Why are people who are poor and struggling, in this study at least, happier? And
I ask myself that all the time, too. I'm like, why?
Do you think it's because we compare each other?
Why am I so upset right now?
I even tell Aaron, I'm like, I really don't want for anything else. I actually have a very great life. So why am I so freaking high strung? Like, what's wrong with me? Am I setting standards that are too high?
Yeah. I think it's our personality.
Well, yeah.
Or is it the community?
Paul makes me work too
hard. I can tell you, I don't. I can tell you, I do not compare myself to other people because I know I'm not other people.
I definitely don't compare, but I
know I'm not other people.
I hear that, but
I know that I'm different, and I've accepted it. I've accepted that I probably could have been happier with one kid. one kid is harder than having two. But I know that I have that personality that should not have more than two because I bark a lot and I'm high strung and I get overwhelmed easily. Well, I don't compare myself because anyway, keep going.
Yeah, I want to hear how. What? Like, what do you mean when you compare yourself to others?
Well, the same as I could say every day. Oh, I don't compare myself or da da da. But as soon as I get on that phone, there I am. I'm like, oh God, look at how perfect she is. The relationship is so great, and I look over and I'm like, ugh.
Well, I compare myself to you, if anything. Because you're more calm than me.
I'm really not. I'm calm until I'm at an explosive point.
I compare myself to calmer versions of the version I want to be.
And I'm going to second that I'm going to second that, Amanda, because when I look at Jessica, I'm like, where the fuck do I even have a place to complain? Because...
That's crazy to me. Okay, so I'm like in a tornado, I feel like.
No, but this is what's great, is Jessica, we've seen you on the outside. We've seen you at the pools. We've seen you at the beaches. We've seen you.
So you can't even pretend.
You have your shit so dialed. And Amanda and I are like, you just are on it. And like you said, even when it comes to our body images, we are our worst critics.
Yeah.
But I look up to you so much. Yep. I'm just like, this bitch a million kids plus ours plus she has to deal with us and she's got it dialed and I'm just like,
so I had a total freak out moment. So if you're gonna come here, I'm so perfect and calm. I'm really not, because I feel like at home is when I get the highest strung. When I'm out is when I feel more
me
relaxed.
Too.
I'm the same. I will agree with that.
Last night I feel like everybody's freaking arguing with me all the time, like, clean your room. No, it's already clean. Did you do your homework? I don't have any homework. You know, and so every time you ask somebody something, it's combative. And so yesterday, I felt like all day long, I wasn't getting heard. Nobody was following direction. Everybody was being combative with me.
Right.
Greg came home and I was like, why are you so late? Oh, I'm not late.
He walked into that
one. I was like, did you argue with me? I threw the rice. I threw it. I'm like, why do I even make dinner for you people?
I love you. That's like,
no, I truly had a moment. Yes, I just was screaming, yelling, crying, like threw the rice, and I left, and there was the mom guilt set in. And I was like, they're always going to remember it.
Oh, who cares? That's fun. Those are fun memories.
I remember the crazy mom throwing the chicken rice.
Who cares?
Selfish ass.
As an adult, I can see my mom doing. Sorry, Deb Dog.
Yeah,
I can see my mom doing something like that. We're like, you don't want this, fine, and then throwing it, and then I'd be like, see. Because I, no joke, am the mom that mom is. Like, so, I have mom fits.
Amanda, I want to jump on that only
mom
because
mom fits. Like,
the
mom.
Moment you said that, Jessica, this morning I was picking up the freaking room again for the 100th time. I'm like, I understand now why my mom got so fucking pissed that we would be gone all weekend long and the house, we come home to a pristine house. We have our cleaning ladies on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Patricia, she's amazing. We talked about her before. We literally have less than 2 hours where the house is immaculate. And I would love to share a cocktail with somebody, but there's, in 2 hours, the house is destroyed. Yeah. And I don't understand why. And I'm like picking up for a million years. And I only have two kids. And I'm like, I finally had an epiphany. I'm like, no wonder my mom fucking loses her shit.
She used to say you had Julie droppings.
Julie droppings everywhere. And that was me.
She said, I could tell when Julia's home.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, I totally get it. And your story just right now. That was it. It's like, why do I even try?
Well, keep going so you can jot more of our memories.
Oh my God, please go.
Every parent is smiling right now saying, finally, they understand me better. Only when you go through it yourself do you start to understand some of why they were so crazy.
I'm so worried at night. Like, I lay down and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do?
No, don't.
They're always going to remember. They're never going to remember the good things. They're going to remember the rice.
They'll remember all of it.
They will.
So let me ask you this, Jessica, then. You grew up with a mom and a dad and this and that or whatever your life history was.
Uh-huh.
Do you focus on those negative things?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
I've been instructed not to speak about my mother.
There you go. So
she does, though.
I do.
She's under a gag order. I am.
And I remember the good and I remember the bad. And
I look back
sometimes and I think about where my mom was coming from. She had a lot of loss and she had a lot of kids. And so... that's my biggest fear, actually. And sorry, Mom. I'm not going to talk about you on the air.
Right.
But my biggest fear is that they're going to have the same feelings towards
me.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to cry. They're going to have the same feelings towards me that I have sometimes about my mom's patience.
Certain things.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, no,
I used to tell my mom, though, in fights, like, I'd be like, this is so mean. I remember one time I
Amanda
got in a fight
fights
with
my mom, like... three times out of
never. My mom and
life.
I never fought, which kind of makes me sound more like a dick because one time
my
I was like,
Amanda hid behind my issues with my mother.
Dude, I straight up watched my mom and Juliet fight like it was a show. Like Juliet, they used to wrestle like sisters, and Juliet would run to the nearest window.
She threw my glitter lava lamp against the wall and splashed everywhere.
Because Bowie is Juliet.
There's one you never get over.
When I tell mom,
see, that was rice.
No, but that's really good though. It's hilarious.
I was an asshole. My mom,
my mom compares Bowie to Juliet.
I own it.
Can I give you some wisdom, though?
No. You're a dad.
What a grandpa, too. I'm a double. I got double. I suddenly became wiser when I became a grandpa.
You can never give wisdom against the Juliet force.
The great Buddha. once said, what do you remember more? One bad thing or 10 good things?
10 good things with my mother. My mother is a saint.
Oh, I remember all
You're
of
that. You're going to say the one bad, aren't
yeah, his
you?
Yeah, thesis.
You're going to ruin my life.
His thesis is the one bad sticks in your mind more than the 10
and
good
things. And my stepdaughter, she remembers every single bad thing.
Get out of here, Jessica. She has better memories with you than anyone in her whole life.
I know,
I
she's
am
always,
positive
she's like,
about
do you
it.
Remember that one time?
Jessica,
and I'm like,
I'm only,
I can't hear you.
I'm going to say this. It's because the teens have this, their brains are not developed yet, and they have this false fallacy.
Yeah,
it is, and
Juliet was
this
that
is,
way.
Yes, and this is where I even got my training, my psychology training in, and worked with teens in need.
Yeah.
My psychological training, I needed training for my own brain. But no, I was that teen that remembered everything and wrote it in my diary. I was like, I'm never going to do this and this and that. And now I'm just like, thank God my mom fucking let me run away.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my mom let me go to other people's houses and live and
thrive. Mom got to a point where she was like, you don't need a mom? Okay, bye.
Peace out, bye. You know,
and he went to Carter sometimes too, and he walked at the door and I closed it behind him. And next thing I know, it's like...
You got to test those. And
my mom changed the locks on Juliet because she didn't listen to curfew.
I lived with teachers. Yep. I did.
She couch surfed in high school.
Yeah, it's amazing.
My mom said something and she stuck to it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Keep going. Keep going. We have 10 minutes. I want to all Jessica.
What?
Jessica. So keep going. So like at night, you're sitting there crying. You have 6 kids that you're dealing with. Like how
you're
do
like
you...
throwing salt in her wound. You're like, you hate yourself.
No, I do. I do.
She sits and cries every night. I don't think so.
No, a lot of the time, I look at Greg and I'm like, oh my God, they hate me.
How do you get okay? So what? What
care? I don't know.
Obviously, your kids are your everything. So give us something. Like, when you're hit with all of this shit that happened today, what is tomorrow? What is it? Like, what gets you going?
You know, I didn't yell today.
So I was doing my makeup, and obviously it's all gone now. So I was doing
it then.
You're
still stunning.
And I kept hearing, Mommy, look at me. Look at me, Mom. And I'm thinking, oh, he's just jumping on my bed. Because I put cartoons on, and he was in my room because Charlize was sleeping. And I kept hearing it, and I kept hearing it. And finally, I got, and I'm 5'9", and I was sitting on the sink to do my makeup. And so I get off the sink, and I go walk over around the corner to my room, and I look, and there's fucking nail polish.
Hot pink.
Everywhere. And
you're going to have to put it up on the posting because it's a cute picture.
He's
it's a
so
cute
proud. Oh, like, look at me, Mommy.
Exactly.
I'm beautiful like you.
And I was like, get in the shower now. No, and here's the thing. He's like, I poopy, Mom. And I'm like, oh, God
damn it.
So I take the diaper off. I throw him in the shower. And he's like, it's hot. It's hot. I was like, wash it off. No, but I wasn't actually yelling. I was just, like, sticking him in the shower, and I got it out. None of the nail polish came off except for a little bit on the floor of the shower. And I think that's just it. We're going to go on from there. They've done a lot of shitty things to me.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times,
they've
wronged me a lot. So
I've been egged inside
my house. I'll never forget
about
that text message. I posted it.
They
sent me a text.
They threw eggs at you?
Yeah.
Levi had, like, a habit. He did it, like, 3 times, maybe, of taking a dozen eggs out of the fridge and egging the freaking house. Oh, not like a little bit, like full-blown, like throwing eggs throughout the house. God.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I remember.
So let me ask both of you this, because this is a true statement for me before we close. I would not be able to handle any of this stupid shit that every single day my kid gives me and is new if it wasn't for my support system, if it wasn't for you,
absolutely,
if it wasn't for the text message chains that we have going on.
And this podcast.
And this podcast. And just being real and being like,
honest.
Dude, been there. It's cool. Let's get together and get a drink.
Yeah.
It's hard to be honest on things even like social media because you have such a tiptoe experience.
Yeah.
There are people that, some people are like, oh, haha, I love you.
Yeah.
And other ones are like,
but screw social media. The chain that we have.
The support system, the sounding board, the fact that I can call you. I remember one time I like,
my sister said,
actually, not even one time. I think all
like,
the time.
Oh, she's so, she could do this.
I'll
this
text,
awesome.
Yeah. I've texted both of you guys in the middle of a meltdown, and then Jessica would be like, I know, I've been there. Like, you know?
Or Jessica will be like, well, yeah, look at this. And we're just like, bah! And we just make this. You take a situation where you're on the verge of, like, I don't even know who I am anymore. And you, our friends, the women we surround each other with, the parents and the support system we have, brings us back, like, let's laugh. Let's take a moment and be like, yeah, fucking life sucks. It's going to suck for a long fucking time.
But at least we're not alone.
Right. And at least we're not alone.
Yeah. At least your life sucks, too. Cheers, cheers.
So,
ding, ding.
So is the takeaway today? What Hillary Clinton once titled her book, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child.
It really does, and I agree with that.
I don't
like
mean
a village,
her one child?
I'm not saying she really knew it.
I don't like
her ghostwriter wrote the book.
I know one child is even hard, too. I'm just saying, I'm sure she had help.
Yeah. I can't have help, so I don't need a village.
See, you know what? Juliet's the same way, though, Juliet. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the thing. I think everyone's village, it might mean something different.
I agree.
Because Juliet likes to do things herself. And when she asks for help, she hovers over the help.
Yeah.
And if they're not doing it correctly, she takes over and then she gets upset about it.
Maybe.
So everybody's
not
village,
all the time. I'm learning to be better.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank
but
some credit here.
No, but listen, that's your personality. So the point is everybody's village could mean something different. If what she needs help in is just being able to talk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
what I'm saying.
I'm here.
So that's
what
I'm saying. I'm not going to be able to come over and be your kid's parent. It's more of like, thank God I can get on this text message. And even if I haven't responded in 2 hours, I get to go through our feed and I crack up.
Yeah.
Shit gets real and it helps me calm the fuck down.
That's all it takes. Yeah, my son's therapist told us it takes like a second to get angry because that's what he has to work on, because calming down, like, how to calm yourself down.
Right.
A second to get angry. It takes anybody and everybody 20 minutes to
calm down.
Sure. Interesting.
You have to walk away and do something. Last night I left. I
turn
the car
on in a second when I get pissed.
Oh, yep.
Amanda knows this. She's seen it firsthand.
No, me too, though.
Million times where I literally, and I've learned to keep my mouth shut because I'll say things that are not okay. And I just turn my back. Amanda,
I need to remind myself that with Bowie because Bowie fucking tests my most.
Well, even
outer
with
limits.
Us, like Amanda, we had an instance and she was like, "Are you cool?" I put my hand up. I'm like, "Just give me a minute." And we're cool.
Yeah, Juliet was mad at me. I never saw it like that. And I was like, "Are you?"
Any techniques to calm down? Any calm count to 10?
I have a game.
Yeah.
There,
yeah,
I knew it.
The therapist actually told Carter, and I think it's great. You look around the room, you need to find five things that are exactly the same.
Ooh.
Then you need to find,
I would love that,
four things that are exactly the same. Okay. Three things that are exactly the same. Two things that are exactly the same. One thing.
I love it.
You should be able to talk about it.
I love
it. But Carter will be like, sometimes I don't see anything.
Oh. That would be Bowie, that sassy motherfucker.
And I'm like, the five cabinet doors, let's move on.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need instruction, and that's fine. But, like, for me, I've learned, because I'm so quick on my feet to be like, I'll cut you. But now I've learned.
I'll cut you? Oh, my goodness.
Just with, like, my so words. I can be very mean.
I get really mean at my fucking stupid, dumbass boot camp.
Yeah.
People are
Meta does not like to work out.
Yeah, they're
nor
all.
Do I.
I'm like, I can't. They're like, yes, you can. I'm like, you do it then. Bye.
We will turn off in a second.
But I love it. I keep going back
I've
for real. I
have to calm down, shut my mouth, and remember that it's not always about me.
Yep.
Take a step back, fucking breathe.
And I always feel guilty after I say shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I told Bowie, my mom said that I shouldn't feel guilty, but Bowie pushes
every button.
Our mom is a child development specialist, and she says she's so validating for me, and this is going to be hilarious to you, but she goes, Bowie is hard. Okay?
So that's like Juliet.
She goes, you have a Juliet.
But look at me now. I'm incredible.
Yeah.
Your daughter is going to be amazing.
But, Jessica, my mom told me that she has had to cancel two birthday parties because of Juliet's.
Really?
The first one was because she was acting out and throwing too many fits. And so the invitations were out, and she had to call everybody and say, party is off. Yep. The second one, the party. No, you think that stuff? The second party mom canceled was in the mix. And Bowie, and Juliet was. I called you Bowie because you guys are the same.
Sorry.
Juliet was being an asshole. So my mom said, all right, everybody, music off. Party is over. Everybody go home.
Wow. And let me tell you this.
The best part is your follow through.
Yes. I'm going to say I don't have it. I don't have it. And that's why I get frustrated. And that's why I get the mom guilt, because I blow up and I'm like, you are not going to football. I am not taking
you. Can't say it if you don't mean it.
And then I start thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? The football?
Okay, so
the
I want to add on that before we close, because I remember all of those. I was even grounded from every single sleepover for the entire summer. Once I got older, I never crossed my mother. I didn't say bad things. Like, she because of the follow through, and she five kids, no shit was crossed with her. I am who I am because of her follow through, and I never once ever felt I lacked love from her. And I will tell you that from that type of from the outside. Mm-hmm. For you,
you can't think about
forward.
Other people, Jessica. Your only concern is your kids.
Yeah,
you can't think about like letting anyone else down.
No, I want them to love me forever.
They will.
They will. They will.
They want them to love me forever. And
they may love you forever, but we can't let you talk forever. So we're down to the last minute here.
No, your kids will love you forever, because I fucking feared Debbie and
fair mother.
She meant it. She meant it.
She was brutal.
So maybe the takeaway is, I'm a classic movie lover. Gone with the Wind. What's the last line that Scarlett O'Hara says?
Only my sister Charlotte would know that.
And tomorrow is another day.
It is another day.
I do say that. Tomorrow I'm going to be so good. I'm going to be great tomorrow.
Well, mom tells me to say that to my kids. Like, listen, you're in trouble today, but tomorrow is a brand new day and we
tomorrow
can start
is another
over.
Day.
You're not in trouble tomorrow.
I also tell Carter what happens when we say things. What happens when the words leave our mouths. He says we can't take it back.
Okay. Oh, see, he knows that.
Consistency, well, mama. Sorry. We all got to
ourselves. But we says shit, too, where I'm like, how
we both
dare
going
you?
Towards each other.
Yeah, but that's fine. He'll love you forever. He will.
All right, everybody. Cheers. This was an awesome topic. We're going to have mom guilt till the day that we die.
Oh, yeah. That's the takeaway. It's never going away.
It's never going away, but find people that you can vent.
Your kids will be
fine.
And
your kids are going to be fine.
They will be fine.
And tomorrow is another day.
They will be fine. I'm confident.
And tomorrow is another day. Thank you, Paul. This was awesome.